Hi, Art Supply Posse. This episode comes to you with a lot of gratitude. The last episode was episode 200. We aren't big on celebrating milestones here. Marcus and I simply go about the task of creating podcast episodes for you to enjoy and hopefully to inspire you. It feels extra special to me that the 200th episode was a conversation between Kariya and I. I had been trying to secure a conversation with her for about 5 years. Not constantly. It wasn't me pestering her or anything like that. Just every now and again, I'd get in touch with her, hoping that she would be ready to chat. Eventually, she was. While I would never attempt to speak on someone else's behalf, I think part of the reason that Kariya was reluctant to chat with me was she wasn't sure she had anything of benefit to offer you listeners. I disagree with that. It's not a sentiment that's unique to Kariya, however. Over the years, there have been guests who were surprised that I got in contact with them, surprised that I thought they had anything to offer. To be a guest here in the posse, you don't need to be a working artist. You don't need to have an arts degree. You don't need anything beyond the love of whatever medium you work with and the ability to talk about it. You don't even need to be a listener of the podcast, to be honest with you, although I do love finding out from people that they do listen to the podcast when I reach out to them. Love art or craft of any type? Perfect. You could be a guest. Do you have a love for an art practice that isn't popular? You could be a guest. Have you been making art for longer than you can remember? You could be a guest. Do you see where I'm going with this? The Art Supply Posse exists because of you. You listen, so Marcus and I produce episodes for you. It's really that simple. If you would like to talk with me about whatever art topic brings you joy, whether it's something you engage in or something you simply enjoy that somebody else does, just get in touch. Email me, kim@artsupplyposse.com, or send me a direct message on Instagram. Please don't wait 5 years. If you've actually already been on before, so you've been a guest and you want to talk again, I'm happy to hear from you as well. Our lives change so much and so many things happen, whether we're artists or not. And I think it's really nice to speak to people again to find out where they are now in the world. While I'm here, I thought I'd give you a progress update on how the Hobonichi Techo 5-year journal has slotted into my life. So far, I have written in it every day this year and have also made some kind of art to go onto the facing page. I'm really pleased to have managed this. I've never kept up a daily analog practice before, beyond, say, a week or two. I have been using day one, the digital journal, for over 1,000 days in a row, which sounds really cool as I read that after writing it, but an analog daily practice has never stuck until now. What has changed? Well, two things, I think. The first is rather simple. The journal was an investment. I bought the larger one and also a cover for it. When you add postage from Japan into that one purchase, I spent more money on a journal than I ever have. So it would be a waste to sit there gathering dust only after a couple of weeks of use. The second thing, I guess that's sheer determination. I didn't want to abandon it. Not that abandoning a journal is a crime or that there's anything wrong with it, but I just wanted to challenge myself to use the journal daily, to test my resolve, if you will. As I record this, I've just come back from a week holiday and that journal went with me and it was used every day. Another first for me. After my first entry on January 1, I knew that I would not be following any of the advice I had been given or had seen about keeping up with using the journal daily. I commonly heard that there should be a reason for the journal to exist, particularly when it came to the non-writing part of it. So by that, I mean or they meant, you know, making it a journal about the food you ate every day, write about it and draw it, or about books or movies or TV shows or any number of different things, and write or create art based on that thing. But I know myself well enough to know that if I was to choose a particular kind of daily practice, especially colourful lines or circles or stick down stickers or any number of things, I'm just doing whatever it is that feels like how I need to feel in that particular moment. It's a true expression of how I'm feeling, not some kind of thing that has to be done. As for the writing portion, it's become a place to record something I observed that day. Unconsciously, I might note an interesting thing I saw whilst I was walking, my dogs, or the colour of the sunset. Or maybe it's an opportunity to record a small moment of gratitude. The next episode, which has actually also been recorded, will see us return to normal. With this episode, I just wanted to take the time to thank each and every one of you for listening to this podcast. Thanks also to every single guest that has made time to chat with me. Bringing these conversations to you is an honour. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Thanks for listening.